in a recession.
The parents of a seriously ill baby have failed to overturn a court ruling giving doctors the power to end his treatment and allow him to die. Doctors say the nine-month-old boy is in intolerable pain. James Kelly was at the appeal court in London.
The parents of the nine-month-old, who can be identified only as baby OT for legal reasons, were too upset to hear the result of today's appeal. They waited outside the courtroom as two Court of Appeal judges delivered a verdict that's likely to mean their son, who has a rare metabolic condition, brain damage and respiratory failure, will die soon. Lord Justice Ward said the judges were not unmindful of the horror of the predicament of the boy's parents, and he added it was impossible not to feel the deepest sympathy for them, but the appeal was dismissed. It means a High Court ruling that the NHS Trust caring for the boy can stop his treatment stands. The case hinged on the boy's quality of life. Doctors told a 10-day hearing at the High Court that the youngster's life was one of suffering and his treatment should be withdrawn in his own interest. His parents maintained they wanted his treatment to continue as long as it didn't cause him unacceptable pain. The solicitor for the parents said tonight they have no further legal avenues to explore. It means the fate of the child is now in the hands of doctors who think the kindest thing to do is to give up attempts to keep him alive.
Couples seeking IVF treatment are to be warned that their children could be at greater risk of